6:39, Triple Team Traffic. We start with you, Andy.
Amanda, slowdown starting to appear now on the wet roads. I-15, it was only a matter of time. They are already in place between 90th heavy and slow up to 5300 South. Not stop and go yet. And road conditions a little bit better on I-15 than in Salt Lake County, for sure, than in Davis County. If you're coming from Tooele, a little bit slow. I-80 just after the 201 split. 201 already backing up on those wet roads going through Magna and over towards 5600 West. I-80 very slippery, switching onto 215. Eric?
We can see that's a little bit slow. Slick out in Eagle Mountain, Saratoga Springs. But if you're heading over towards the freeway, no problems right now on Pioneer Crossing. Down in Orem, it's a little bit busier on University Parkway between Main Street, basically, and the freeway if you're heading towards I-15. I-15 itself, though, looking good, except for some wet spots down in Provo and Springville. Heather?
We may have a crash southbound I-15 just south of 700 South in Clearfield. I cannot see it on camera, but traffic is coming to a halt, and it's backing up towards 650 North near the Hill Air Force Base exit. Before that, though, you do have snow-packed roads further north up through Weber County. The city streets in Ogden are pretty snow-packed. I've seen snow plows go through on a couple of the roadways, and we've already had multiple slide-offs on some of those city streets, especially people trying to exit from I-15. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.